is Wachtell, Lipton, Rosen, and Katz. The firm's first partner was Herbert Wachtell. He was born in 1931. He grew up in the Amalgamated Clothing Workers Union housing across from Van Cortlandt Park in the Bronx. His parents were Jewish immigrants from the Ukraine. His father was in the ladies' undergarment business with his brothers on the sixth floor of what is now a fancy loft at Broadway and Spring Street in Soho. He went to New York City public schools in the 1940s, then City College in Upper Manhattan, and then on to New York University Law School. The second partner was Martin Lipton. He was born in 1931. His father was a manager at a factory in Hoboken. His grandfather was a Jewish immigrant from Europe. He attended public schools in Jersey City, then the University of Pennsylvania, then New York University Law School. The third partner was Leonard Rosen. He was born in 1930. He grew up poor in the Bronx near Yankee Stadium. His parents were Jewish immigrants from the Ukraine. His father worked in the garment district in Manhattan as a presser. He went to New York City public schools in the 1940s, then City College in Upper Manhattan, then New York University Law School. The fourth partner was George Katz. He was born in 1931. He grew up in a one-bedroom, first-floor apartment in the Bronx. His parents were the children of Jewish immigrants from Eastern Europe. His father sold insurance. His grandfather, who lived a few blocks away, was a sewer in the garment trades, doing piecework out of his house. He went to New York City public schools in the 1940s, then City College in Upper Manhattan, then New York University Law School. Imagine that we had met any one of these four, fresh out of law school, sitting in the elegant waiting room at Mudge Rose. Next to them, the blue-eyed Nordic type from the right background. We'd all have bet on the Nordic type to be the most successful. And we would have been wrong, because the Katzes and the Rosens and the Liptons and the Wachtells and the Flams had something that the Nordic type did not. Their world, their culture and generation and family history gave them the greatest of opportunities.